Moments like these are why Pat McAfee is the Colts nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, surprising 14 military families in need with checks to make their holiday season happier.
John! We gave them anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000. Those are families that are going to have a better Christmas just this year than they would have without Pat McAfee being present. It was his idea also.
No problem at all, man. No. Have a great holiday, okay?
I was watching like a clearinghouse commercial when they used to do that. I thought it'd be really cool. My brother's best friend growing up, his name is Matthew Pastorius. He was like an older brother to me. He went into the military straight out of high school. He was an army.
Holy crap! Have fun with it, man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no problem.
Awesome.
He got shipped overseas to Iraq and Afghanistan, and he got hit by an IED. And it was at that moment, really, when somebody that you truly care for and you put a face to a cause, you kind of realize how serious it is for them. It's not a game. They're not playing a video game where there's a real life. They actually sign a line saying that I'm willing to die for this country.
This is Pat McAfee. How's it going, buddy?
McAfee's efforts even gave hope to one Indiana veteran living in Washington who thought all was lost.
We mailed off the check to help him, and the most touching one was when you get a text back from a guy with tears rolling down his face saying that he was ready to commit suicide. He was on his last leg. God bless you guys so much. Please tell Pat, I was on a knee with a gun thinking I had no way out when I contacted you all. Thanks isn't enough. You give me hope and a new outlook. I can't thank you all enough. The thought that someone cares is empowering. It gives me the strength to live. God bless you all.
Whenever I got that message back and I heard that the guy was really down and that the check helped boost him back up, it's just, that was the purpose of it.
Tonight's an amazing thing, obviously, with our heroes is my favorite foundation.
I'm not the face of philanthropy. I'm not the person that you would think would do it. And I think a lot of people are kind of scared to be charitable because they don't fit the stereotype of what philanthropy should be.
In the past 2 years alone, a Halloween fundraiser for Staff Sergeant Leah Fowler.
I would love to help out with this.
I think we should just make that, oh boy, that's a bad zero.
That's $10,000.
It's a good looking group.
A $45,000 donation to rebuild Northwest High School's football program.
There's going to be other people who are going to be average. You got to be better than them. You're going to be great.
Distributing backpacks filled with 25 books to 30 Hoosier foster youth.
You know, everybody loves Pat. It's such an attraction and just gives us a microphone that we can just shout this out much greater than we could if we were doing it ourselves.
Some of the other things you've done, $65,000 in scholarships to the sons and daughters of military personnel, a Twitter-thon that has raised $40,000 for tornado victims. You even anonymously reset the power bills to zero for 58 families in the Indianapolis area. Where does this drive come from to help people that you don't know?
Well, I think the drive comes from why not, really. I've been put in such an amazing position with the Indianapolis Colts and in the NFL, grossly overpaid. And I think there's so many people that if they were in my position, I think there's millions of people that if they were in my position, they would do the same thing.
This was all just a decoy to get you guys here. In the Pope's room.
I'm not your typical face of philanthropy, I don't think. I'm not super religious. I'm not always serious. I crack jokes. I'm a bit sarcastic sometimes. But I think there's a lot of people that are just like me that want to make the world a better place.
McAfee's list of giving goes on. How about donating a new car for a military family with a surprise homecoming waiting in the back seat?
Go welcome home your dad.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
Thank you.
We're surprising Eric Orrick after his tireless volunteer work helping veterans as president of Wish for Our Heroes.
Eric, you handsome devil.
First thing was comic relief. All right, what has he done?
But if I have a couch on my ceiling, I'm going to kill somebody.
And because you're such a wonderful man, and because you help out so many good people, Kobe and I decided it was your turn to receive.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And that he got one on me.
McAfee, over and over again, has showed us all the power in helping one another. And that is what the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is all about.
He's genuine. He doesn't go around looking for notoriety. He does a lot of things with us that people never even see.
A lot of this stuff I do, I don't talk about, but some things I do publicize because I hope that it inspires others.
It's the unselfish nature for no reason other than it's the right thing to do. And that's why I would vote for Pat McAfee.